Good morning. My voice is still gone. Means I can sing the blues a little bit better. And I can play my harmonica, which incidentally I've just found in this jacket pocket. Chilly this morning. Put an old jacket on. There's my harmonica. Thankfully, all the people at events such as the amazing Thinking Digital last week didn't have to put up with my drunken harmonica because I thought I'd lost it. I do have a massive bag of harmonicas, but they're always tucked away in a music bag, which very rarely gets taken out nowadays, with not much jammy session pubs going on. Should get a social media kind of jam session together with everybody bringing something to make some noise with. This last week has been full on, as you can probably tell by serious lack of voice, which is, I think is turning slowly into a cold due to the rundown nature of not wanting to miss a moment at events like Thinking Digital. I must admit, big venue, lots of people, a lot of technology. I was waiting for something to go wrong, and in all honesty, I thought, well, if they're trying to copy the TED model, it's not going to be as open-minded and fluid and all the other things that conferences are trying to kind of become with unconferences and the amplified system of doing things. Yet I was genuinely blown away. I don't know why it worked so well when it's building on other conference models which seem rigid, but it wasn't at all. And maybe it was the oversized break times where people just felt like that they were already friends. There was a very, very good amount of conversation in the audience for starters, and you know, people batting tweets back and forwards to one another, and this was definitely encouraged. The workshops which kind of led up to the conference really enabled people to build bonds and create relationships on top of their already existing digital relationships, which I think was brilliant in itself. Workshops before a conference really gets people connected in doing. And that is the key, isn't it, really? You know, we can talk about it all we want, but if we don't do any of it. It also, I did the video for the web workshop beforehand, and it set some people up for shooting video, and also touched upon Audioboo prior, and I couldn't help but mention it. And people, I do think we're doing a bit more on the Audioboo sides of things. And you know, if I'm totally honest, when it came up for me talking, because I was one of the first up at Thinking Digital, I was cacking myself. I think because it seems so incredibly well organised, what with the streams, and I'm walking the dog if you hear any sounds of me kicking ball and probably shouting, dog, get your head out of that, whatever it is you're eating. Probably some kind of animal poo. So, where was I? Oh yes, I was on stage at Thinking Digital, very scared. A lot of high quality speakers, and you know, I'm way too humble, at least I hope I am, to put myself in the same, on the same dinner table as these people, let alone up in front of the same audience. And then the moment when I say anybody here using social networking platforms like Twitter and the microblogging platforms, the audible sound of has just about everybody put their hand up, which in itself is really daunting when you think, well, you know, what do I know that these guys don't? Luckily, I guess I've got stories to tell and moments to kind of share where using this is one thing, but talking about how using this has directly affected me is another. So, all good. Oh man, listen to me talk. It has been 3 days since, because of the amount of talking, the workshop followed by the talk, and then things started getting funny, and then there were so many great conversations in noisy socials afterwards that I just, you know, I didn't want to say, I'm sorry, my voice is going, I can't have this conversation with you. So I just talked my voice to a complete death. But it was a small sacrifice to make. I feel, you know, inside my body, obviously I'm a wreck on the outside, but inside my body I feel enthused and invigorated and inspired. Way above and beyond, I feel, any conference or event has done for me before. So, yeah, really amazing. This week, hang on, right now, I've lost the dog. Oi! Surrounded by all seed rape at the moment, and the dog tends to come back yellow. So initially I don't recognise her and think she's a golden retriever, but this way, come on. And then I try to grab her and she's very oily and slippy. And then I have to walk past a pond on the way home so she at least washes some of it off. So this week, back into the throng of... it's kind of weird. This is relatively quiet week, and then I'm abroad for a short space of time. For a lot of time. I've never had so much kind of interesting stuff backed up. I've got an assignment this week with the Open University documenting Eco Home for their platform. So if you've ever been to open.ac.uk/platform. And looking forward to that, because it's just a normal kind of London-y townhouse, and apparently they've done some awesome stuff with it. Then I'm hoping to be in Spain. Then I'm hoping to... I've got Bosnia coming up, where be teaching kids to hopefully be kind of social documenters and citizen journalists, if you want, to kind of counteract the nightmare corrupt media that they are suffering at the moment. Then Africa, documenting game wardens getting first aid training, because it's a front line with the amount of poaching going on, and I'm sure they get all kinds of weapons and military training as well to deal with the ongoing threat, and it's a pretty serious battle trying to protect some of our species. So just there's loads of other stuff as well. I'm sure I will be tweeting as I'm going along, should there be a connection. Talking now just because I've got a voice. It's amazingly debilitating when you use things like audiobook to not be able to speak, but at the same time, incredibly liberating to be able to have Twitter when you've got no voice. You know, it used to be a case of notepad and pen, and then you show it to the nearest person. And you wouldn't want to write any more than 140 characters because it gets tedious. But with social media, it's kind of easy to get over what to some may, you know, can be a permanent disability, not being able to speak. And but with Twitter, it becomes a bit of an inconvenience if you do what I do and live in the countryside and connect to most of your networks remotely until you get the chance to see them in the flesh. Oh, there were some other things I wanted to talk about. I was tweeted that I've got some ants in the kitchen this morning. That's not me whistling in excitement because I've got ants. The ants are because of inadvertently removing during gardening the ants' nest, and them going, right, you take our home, we'll use yours. And then we'll just pile through. I don't know how they're piled through. It's an old house, 200 years old. There's all kinds of cracks and crevices and things they can get into. So today's battle will be trying to sort that out. And very interestingly, I've just discovered, thanks to a couple of tweets, that cornmeal is in fact polenta. All this time I've heard cornmeal this, cornmeal that. I love polenta. Being quarter Italian, I tend to eat quite a bit of polenta, and yes, it is filling. I haven't quite exploded, but I can understand why ants have an issue with the massive grains of polenta. So that is going to be the safe, dog-friendly, child-friendly way of me dealing with... Come here! Oh, she's found something and she's not letting it go. with ants. So thanks for everybody's suggestions. I'm going to carry on, finish this dog walk, and then go and swim in today. Yeah, because I've got this cold coming and I want to make sure it comes really hardcore. No, I don't know why I'm going swimming. I'm going swimming and I'm going to enjoy it. Enjoy your day, whatever you do. Speak to you later. And maybe next time I will make the most of this voice and the harmonica. Oh my. I've been talking for over 10 minutes. That's 10 minutes of your life I have stolen. Helps if you have the harmonica the right way round. I hear the sound of screaming in the distance. Right, better go and investigate.